Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee here with Brian Smith, head coach of the Pella Girls Bowling Team, as we just got done with their Senior Day festivities. It's been a few weeks since the 2025 portion that we had you on, Brian, but obviously a lot that's been going on. You first of all, have had much more favorable weather this side of the calendar and have had the vast majority of your competitions in 2026 go on as scheduled. And that, of course, has allowed for a lot of improvement and so on. First of all, just how exciting has it been to be kind of in this new schedule, obviously with the change this year to bowling, and to be able to, on this side of the calendar at least, get in the vast majority of what you wanted to get in?
Yeah, it's been a good season so far, and having the nice weather after Christmas, nice being, you know, speculative, but having no snow, let's put it that way, has been good for us. We haven't had to reschedule anything. And really, even throughout the majority of the season, that hasn't been too much of an issue, which has been nice. So we've had some really good matches against some really good teams, and we've done very, very well. And I'm really proud of our girls and what they've accomplished so far this season.
Well, and that gets into what you've done since we had the new year come in. You opened up at Oskaloosa in a triangular that had Pella Christian in it with Oskaloosa. And then, of course, a trip to Sigourney. So a lot of short road trips here, a trip to Madrid. And then, of course, a couple of quote-unquote home meets up at Cardinal Lanes with Norwalk. You've got one more yet, but a chance to honor your seniors. Before we talk about some of those specifics, though, what are some of the highs and lows from those matches that I just mentioned, and what it's like to have an opportunity to travel to a lot of different corners of the state, so to speak?
Yeah, it's really been a great few weeks. Oskaloosa has a really good team, and to go in there and face them and come out with a win was really positive for our girls. I think they've kind of been a benchmark for where our program wants to be. And so to go in there and get a win over them was really good. We faced Sigourney Kyoto right after that, a couple days later, and they've always had a really good program as well. I think they're maybe down a little bit this season, but they've still got a couple good bowlers. And so to get a nice win there was a lot of fun. We did bowl Madrid. That was our first time bowling against them. I think this is their first year for the program, and they were kind of a late add onto our calendar. And, you know, for a first-year program, they were talented. They did a nice job picking up spares, which is something that sometimes, you know, teams can struggle with, but they did a really good job with that. And then facing Norwalk, who is a young team, but they've got some talent on that program. They gave us a little bit of run early on, and then we were kind of able to slide away from them. You know, considering the three of those four matches were on the road, I felt really good about coming out for essentially 5-0 with the triangular. I felt really good coming out of that string of matches 5-0. So, I think we've done a lot of really good things, and we've had a really positive season overall, but especially since the holiday break.
We're here with Brian Smith. He's head coach of the Pella Girls Bowling Team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as we check in just a few weeks ahead of the postseason. And a special moment that happened not only because it was Senior Day, most recently in your matchup against Norwalk, an opportunity to honor many of your multi-year players in particular this year, which I know is a point of pride for you, but also a longtime assistant in the program who I know stepped up in the wake of some really tough circumstances and at one point was head coach of this team, Mike Mathewson. How special was Monday to you?
I'll be completely honest with you. You know, aside from Mike being our assistant coach and staying with the program this season with me, Mike has actually also been a really good friend of mine for quite a while. And Mike and I used to bowl together before I was ever part of the program. So I've known Mike, you know, since my family moved to Pella, and being able to recognize him was really special. Our kids love Mike, and not just the program. The boys on the program know him, have worked with Mike as well, and they love him too. And I didn't tell him we were recognizing him, so it was kind of a surprise. I felt like if I said something, he was going to try to talk me out of it. So I think he was surprised, and it felt really good for him, and I hope it meant a lot to him, because Mike means a lot to all of us too. So it was a lot of fun to recognize him and to get a win out of the match too, just, you know, to celebrate the seniors and the Mike and then walk out of there with a good win.
Yeah, and four seniors that you were able to recognize this year, Leah, Nora, Maddie, and McKenna, and obviously all of different skill levels. That's what happens on any athletic team, and bowling no exception, but obviously a lot of girls who I know, I'm sure, enjoy the sport and were there and happy to honor Mike and share that spotlight with him on Monday.
It was, and you're right. You know, it's interesting with those four young women that have been part of our program. You know, McKenna has been part of the program for all 4 years of her career. And I think I mentioned that day she might be one of the first, one of the only girls who's ever been in our program for all 4 years. She's also Mike's granddaughter, so it was special for her to be able to celebrate with them. Maddie has been with our program for 2 years. You know, Maddie's a really talented soccer player. She's going to go continue her career at Simpson. But she's been an important part of our varsity team. And she's just a great kid. She's a lot of fun. She really keeps the energy level up for this team. Nora has been a part of our program for 3 years, and she's a blast, and she's gotten a few varsity opportunities, and she's just an inspiration for our team. And then you got Leah, who has been on our program this year for the first time, and she's been on junior varsity. And Leah is just an exceptional human being, and you know, one of the most special people I've ever gotten to coach. And so to celebrate all four of them was a lot of fun, and you know, our girls love them. Our juniors made sure they had flowers and something to celebrate them, and it was just a great time.
And there's still competition yet, as we are recording this on Friday. So as this airs, you are preparing to head to Oskaloosa to take on Knoxville. So across our many sports called the Red Rock Rivalry Renewed. And I know a program from Knoxville that often throughout the years has had a lot of successful athletes. And I'm sure another test before you head into your final week of regular season competition.
Tomorrow's going to be a really interesting test because we have about half of our varsity team who's going to be gone for show choir and show band and different opportunities. And so we're actually going to bring up a couple of young women who haven't bowled on the varsity level. So that brings its own set of challenges, not to mention the fact that we're bowling Knoxville. And you know, Knoxville is always a good competitor. They've got a good team, and they're very well coached. And we like bowling against them. And so it is going to be a challenging match tomorrow. But I'm feeling good about heading in there and hopefully walking out with a win.
Well, in between now and the state qualifier, then you have a couple of big tune-ups in a lot of ways. Ankeny coming up in Newton on Tuesday. And then the following week on Monday the 26th, back at Cardinal Lane. So not away from your home venue, so to speak, too often between now and the postseason. But taking on the rest of the conference, which, again, for those listeners, is not the Little Hawkeye. It's a little bit different in bowling with the Two Rivers. But your thoughts on not only Ankeny, a really big school, as your final regular season duel, but then heading into the conference meet.
I was really excited to schedule Ankeny. I think they do have a good program. They're a 3A program. They are a good program that is going to provide us a different challenge. And I think we're going to be very competitive with them. I don't guarantee wins, but I feel like we can have a really good shot at defeating that team. And so it will be a really nice challenge for us. It'll be a stretch for us, and it will be a home match, which is favorable to us, obviously. And then, as you said, Andrew, the week after we'll have conference tournament with a lot of the teams that we've seen all season long. And that's always a good barometer to see really where we're at as a program. You know, it's nice to be able to say, hopefully, by that point in time, we'll have finished the season 8-2 in the regular season. But the reality is, once you get to conference, all bets are off. And so I'm looking forward to the opportunity to hopefully be really competitive at conference tournament. And we're also going to have JV conference that day as well. So it's a great opportunity for our junior varsity bowlers to face that similar type of competition that they don't necessarily get to see all the time. So I'm really excited for a lot of our girls to get to do that.
Well, unfortunately, Brian, I don't have the ESPN breaking news sounder, but as we're recording this, the bowling qualifying site has been posted. This is raw reaction here. We can get rid of this if you want, Brian, but you're headed to Clinton. You're taking on Burlington, Cedar Rapids, Washington, Clinton, Davenport North, Mount Pleasant, Newton, and Oskaloosa. So obviously a unique mix and a fairly long road trip, Coach, awaiting you heading on to bowling qualifying. So we don't do that very often on Coach's Corner, Brian, as we're recording this. But your initial reaction to having an opportunity to compete, obviously on the east side of the state in this case, and a good mix of schools, it looks like, in 2A.
Yeah, that's a really good that's a really good announcement. Thanks for sharing that, because I haven't even seen that yet, and I'm on the IGHSA U site and don't even see it yet. So that's a great call out. That's a pretty good drive, and you know, Clinton has a very good reputation for having a very good program, and then having Newton and Oskaloosa go out there as well. It'll be a challenging place, but some really good competition, and we'll prepare for that as we prepare for anything else, and hopefully we can make a little bit of a run that day.
That's Pella Girls head bowling coach Brian Smith joining us and indulging us with some breaking news. Ryan, as always, appreciate your time and look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate your time, sir.